Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1655, air date February 17th, 2026.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. Today we're going to take a closer look at how cinnamon supports women's health. We'll walk through its key active compounds and understand how each of them works together to enhance wellness, balance, and long-term vitality for women. This is going to be an engaging discussion where we'll first take a look at the molecular profile of cinnamon and then explore the biological pathways through which it supports women's health. All right, let's dive in and see what cinnamon is all about. Often referred to as the ancient spice, cinnamon is a widely used aromatic spice that originates from Southeast Asia. Its medicinal use stretches back nearly 4,000 years, with both ancient Indian and Chinese cultures recognizing its health benefits. Both the bark and root of the cinnamon tree, as well as its essential oil, are valued for their therapeutic properties. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through a systems science framework. This approach helps us look at all the interconnected parts and understand the bigger picture behind complex issues. It's a powerful way of thinking, and anyone can learn it at truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play a short video for you. As more people are joining, this will give you a quick glimpse into my journey into systems thinking and why the systems approach is so essential. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is a time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to take a closer look at cinnamon, an important ancient spice, and discover how it may play a role in supporting women's health. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should allow you to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What motivates anything that we do at Truth Freedom Health or Cytosolve or any of our solutions or anything? I personally do recognize that those in power are literally killing people right now. And this is not hyperbole when you look at the data globally. Lifespan is actually going down, okay? The curvature of lifespan is going down and the cost of living, which means the ability for people to survive, is going up exponentially. So if you just look at this graph, unemotional and in a detached way, you see that those people who have executed this have really no interest in you as a human being. They want to kill you. They really do. And this is not something that just occurred over the last 5 years or 10 years. This is something, as you look at this graph, it's been going on for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. And that process has been going on from those on the left and the right, people claiming to be independent, people claiming to be agents of change. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shatterthesworm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it cinnamon, or be it turmeric, or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing, and that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has been the driving force that has resulted in this is several important factors. It's not any one thing. It's been the destruction of the immune system in the healthcare space. It's the fact that environmentally, it's very difficult to get clean, healthy food. But guess what? Going back to healthcare, many of you know I saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during the quote-unquote pandemic. In March of 2020, by giving people solutions and educating people on how the body is a system. No other person did that except, frankly, me. And the credit has to be given because I am concerned for everyday people. That's where I come from. It wasn't about pro-vax and anti-vax. It's about the immune system. So we educated people on that, but they destroyed your immune systems. We wanted to educate people. And one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning system science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there are massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses. It's a platform. It's the solution that is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding systems science, so you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for truth, freedom, health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Many forces, unfortunately, teach people to spend money on stuff that's actually garbage. But that's what our movement does. It teaches people these tools. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people, those who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. we do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com/orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a leadership training institute and a systems health institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products. And by that, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. For instance, when you think about the idea of using food as medicine, we introduce the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolve, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey. And clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard, but think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get onto the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about cinnamon, or when I talk about black cumin, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who does not want to talk politics is one of the most ignorant people in the world, as the great writer Alberto Brick says. They want to hide their head in the sand. People in America, in many ways, have the luxury of doing that. But if you're hiding your head in the sand and you don't want to be political, understand that's a very selfish way to be, because you're doing it at the sacrifice of all the other working people. So those people in the United States must rise. They must become political and healthy, and want to fight for freedom. So if you want to get strong, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be smart, then you've come to the right movement. But if you want to be dumb and you want to be worse and you want to be, you know, sick, it's not the place to be. But before we start on Cinnamon, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to Cinnamon on women's health. What is Truth Freedom Health? And why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn this for yourself and become warrior scholars, because then you'll be able to understand where the systems approach comes from. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on Cinnamon on Women's Health.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite, working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people. 2 years of MIT control systems, I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it, anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I gotta build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself, or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter. And in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge. We'll give you support. We give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are we going to cover today? First, we'll walk through some background on cinnamon and take a closer look at women's health, specifically why diseases develop based on the latest scientific understanding. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary platform that allows us to innovate using food and develop solutions in a truly scientific way. Then we'll share our initiative, a fresh approach to tackling these problems. Just to be clear, while we're focusing on cinnamon, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Women's health concern is an incredibly complex systems problem, and that's why no one has truly cracked it until now. We'll also explain how cinnamon specifically benefits women's health, how much might be right, and the reality of whether it's suitable for you. For us, it's always about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll talk about how you can be part of this initiative and contribute to this new approach. Okay, as we've already discussed, cinnamon, often referred to as the ancient spice, is a widely used aromatic spice that originates from Southeast Asia. Its medicinal use dates back nearly 4,000 years with both ancient Indian and Chinese cultures, recognizing its health-promoting properties. The bark and root of the cinnamon tree, along with its essential oil, have long been valued for their therapeutic benefits. Now let's take a look at the indigenous and traditional uses of cinnamon. In traditional European medicine, cinnamon was relied upon to address a variety of health concerns, particularly digestive discomfort and respiratory conditions. Going back to ancient times, civilizations such as the Egyptians and the Chinese used cinnamon not only in food preparations, but also as an important component of their traditional medical systems. The bark of cinnamon, in particular, has been widely used in herbal medicine to help manage common colds, support cardiovascular health, and address chronic gastrointestinal and gynecological disorders. Coming to its types, cinnamon can be broadly divided into two main categories, cassia cinnamon and Ceylon cinnamon. So the first type is cassia cinnamon. It is easily recognized by its dark red-brown color and very thick bark, and it has a strong spicy flavor with a slightly bitter taste. Cassia cinnamon also contains relatively high amounts of coumarins, a chemical compound that can be toxic when consumed in excessive amounts over a long period of time. The second type is Ceylon cinnamon. It is light brown in color and has a much milder, more delicate taste with subtle hints of floral and citrus notes. Although it is not as easily accessible as cassia cinnamon, Ceylon cinnamon adds a rich and pleasant flavor to a wide variety of foods. So let's now shift our focus to women's health. When we talk about women's health, we're focusing on areas that are major concerns to women, such as reproductive health, like PCOS, and breast cancer. First, let's talk about PCOS, a common hormonal disorder that affects many women of reproductive age. Although the exact cause isn't fully understood, we do know that genetic predisposition and metabolic factors such as type 2 diabetes can significantly increase the risk. PCOS often presents with a range of symptoms, including irregular menstrual cycles, difficulties with fertility, acne, excessive facial or body hair, and weight gain. Recognizing and properly managing these symptoms is essential for improving overall health and quality of life in women. Next, let's look at breast cancer, a condition in which abnormal breast cells begin to grow uncontrollably and form tumors. This disease can arise from mutations in key genes such as BRCA1/2 and PALB2. It can also be influenced by external factors, including radiation exposure, obesity, and alcohol use. Common symptoms include a noticeable breast lump or thickening, changes in the size, shape, or overall appearance of the breast, alterations in the nipple, and in some cases, bloody discharge from the nipple. Early detection and awareness of these signs are critical for timely treatment and better outcomes. When it comes to managing PCOS, we rely on a combination of lifestyle changes and medical treatments. Regular exercise and a low-carbohydrate diet help restore metabolic balance, while medications such as metformin, thyroxine, contraceptives, and antiandrogens target specific hormonal and metabolic issues. In more advanced cases, laparoscopic ovarian surgery may also be considered. Similarly, when we look at breast cancer, the key medical interventions include surgery, chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and hormone therapy, each aimed at removing or controlling tumor growth to improve long-term outcomes. Now, this data highlights just how widespread these conditions are among women globally. PCOS affects an estimated 8 to 13% of women of reproductive age, making it one of the most common hormonal disorders worldwide. In addition, breast cancer remains a major health concern, with approximately 2.3 million women diagnosed each year. These numbers underscore the importance of understanding these conditions and exploring effective ways to support women's health. Now let's take a closer look at how cinnamon, with its unique blend of bioactive compounds, can play an important role in supporting and improving women's health. And the way we're going to approach this is through a powerful technology called Cytosolve, a platform I've spent many decades developing. With the advances in modern science, Cytosolve allows us to apply a systems-based approach to understand complex biological interactions. So we thought, why not apply this same approach to women's health too? To understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries, and we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. So right now, you can see we have many different areas of health and disease and well-being. We're actively working on several formulations, each at different stages of development, ranging from phase 1 to phase 6. In phase 6, we've already developed 2 very powerful products. We have about 4 different discoveries we've made, which have received patents. We have about 7 different areas in phase 4, and we're doing actual screening. We have another 9 areas we're doing modeling. Another 5 areas we're doing publications. Another 9 areas we're doing systems architectures. And all of you can participate in this. We're going to actually start enabling all of you to donate to these, or even if we decide to spin out the company's own pieces of this. We're currently in the initial phase, the systems architecture phase. And in this stage, we're going to share some of that foundational data with you. This will help set the context before we dive deeper into the mechanisms and insights that follow. Now, one of the products we've already done this through, where we've gone through this whole process, is MV25. We developed the complete systems architecture, and then we went ahead and published it. Then we carried out the in silico modeling. We conducted combination screenings and made key discoveries. First, we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, a disease affecting nearly 500 million people. We did this using Cytosolve, with no external funding. Then we published our findings, completed the detailed modeling, and examined a wide range of natural foods. Through this process, we identified effective combinations of ingredients, and then we brought them together. Through this process, we were fortunate enough to make a significant discovery, where we actually found a combination of natural ingredients that could target osteoarthritis at the molecular level. And we found two very powerful ingredients, the right dosages from nature, that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture to actually reduce pain. To validate our findings, we didn't just publish them, we also secured a United States patent. And that marked the first time we not only helped other companies, but also manufactured it ourselves for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the Cytosolve process and how we implemented it. But we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet. And that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25, and this is the same approach we're now applying to women's health. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
I am Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think you can just talk about ideas without taking action. But here we've gone end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference, offering a completely new way of development, independent of big pharma. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Order this product to help you, and it's a way you can also support everything we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs and I love pets. We're against animal testing, so we did the same approach to create a product called K9701, which takes about 15 to 20 different ingredients from nature and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for the whole health pet supplement right here. And yes, we've also developed another powerful product called Healthy Tea. It comes in 7 unique varieties, each thoughtfully designed to support a specific health need, like joint tea, digest tea, breathe tea, tranquility tea, detoxy tea, feminine tea, and finally, immunity tea. And now introducing your body, your tea, a unique range specially crafted to help balance your doshas and support overall well-being. This collection includes Vata tea, Pitta tea, Kapha tea, Vata Pitta tea, Pitta Kapha tea, Kapha Vata tea, and Tridosha tea. Since we're talking about women's health, I'd suggest Feminine tea. It's our carefully crafted herbal blend, and it's an excellent choice for supporting women's health and overall well-being. We've also launched our new product category focused on immune function. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. Backed by decades of scientific research, this formula is designed to support and strengthen your immune health at its foundation. Building on that foundation, our second product, Zinc Copper Quercetin, features a potent blend of science-backed, synergistic nutrients carefully formulated to activate and optimize your body's natural immune defenses. So there we go. So now our Cytosol Women's Health Initiative is at this early phase. We're just getting started, which means there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to get involved. We're taking an open source approach to sharing knowledge and information so everyone can contribute and be a part of this journey. Now let me take you back to the main discussion. In phase one, we start by mapping the system's architecture of women's health. At this stage, we focus on the feedback loop between inflammation-induced cell death and triple-negative breast cancer, a major global concern for women's health. By examining how these processes influence each other, we can see how addressing one can positively impact the other. Understanding this connection at a systems level sets the stage for identifying molecular targets and potential natural or synthetic interventions in the next phases of the pipeline. We're actually going down to the root of the problem. We're starting fresh, looking at all the research to truly understand what's happening. Unlike the pharmaceutical model that targets just one pathway, we take a holistic systems-based approach to support women's health. This slide shows how chronic inflammation and triple negative breast cancer reinforce one another. On the left, inflammation-induced cell death is driven by TNF-alpha signaling, which activates NF-kappa-B and leads to continuous production of inflammatory molecules like nitric oxide. Over time, this chronic inflammation causes cell damage and disrupts normal signaling. On the right, we see how these disruptions feed directly into pathways that drive TNBC, such as PI3K/AKT, RAF/MEK/ERK, and cell cycle regulators. Persistent inflammation accelerates mutations, weakens DNA repair, and promotes uncontrolled growth. Together, this forms a feedback loop where inflammation promotes cancer development and cancer further amplifies inflammation. Understanding this connection helps us identify molecular targets for natural or synthetic interventions in the next phases of the pipeline. In understanding the system's architecture of women's health, we look at the many different factors that play a role, from genetics and hormones to lifestyle and diet. Things like insulin resistance, thyroid function, stress, smoking, or even high-carb diets all have an impact on overall health outcomes. By seeing how these pieces connect, we can build a stronger foundation for developing targeted solutions. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process everything and build out our models to bring the whole picture together. In phase four, we move into combination screening. Here we look at a wide range of potential ingredients that could work together to support and improve women's overall wellness. The potential ingredients considered for combination screening include Acaranthes aspera, Gymnema sylvester, black cohosh, Dong Quai, Echinacea, evening primrose, fenugreek, German chamomile, ginger, ginseng, maca, red clover, ginkgo, shatavari, turmeric, valerian root, black cumin, cinnamon, sesame, ashwagandha, Myrinda officinalis, aloe vera, pomegranate, flax seeds, and wheatgrass. Each of these is evaluated for its individual and synergistic effects before moving forward to the discovery and patent stage. There are 25 ingredients here, each with data supporting its benefits. The challenge, and the reason there's been no breakthrough, is that while you'll find plenty of videos highlighting these individually, the real question is how they work together. How do you crack that code? That's exactly what we aim to explore. We're not claiming to have the solution yet, but we are taking a systems approach. By first mapping out the complete architecture, we can begin to uncover what's truly happening. But today, we're going to focus on cinnamon, one of the 25 promising natural compounds with potential to help improve women's health. Through our cytosolve analysis, we found that cinnamon has been the focus of 3,992 research papers and 108 clinical trials over the last 36 years, clear evidence of its value in science and medicine. Now let's take a closer look at the composition of cinnamon. Research has identified 15 key bioactive molecules in cinnamon, each contributing in unique ways to its therapeutic potential. While cinnamon contains many compounds, these 15 key molecules represent the most well-researched ones with strong relevance to women's health. It is a rich and diverse source of minerals, vitamins, flavonoids, and essential oils, all of which work together to support overall wellness and enhance its therapeutic potential. Cinnamon contains four major minerals, including calcium, manganese, potassium, and phosphorus. Along with these, it also offers important vitamins, such as vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, and vitamin K. Beyond basic nutrition, cinnamon is packed with seven flavonoids such as gossypin, naphthalene, hesperidin, hibifolin, hypalatin, oroxindin, and quercetin. Coming to its essential oil composition, cinnamon has been shown to contain a total of 41 essential oil constituents identified so far. Among these, the major components with well-recognized medicinal effects include cinnamaldehyde, cinnamic acid, cinnamyl acetate, and eugenol, which is shown here along with its chemical structure. Owing to its diverse chemical composition, we now shift our focus to the key biological effects of cinnamon. Here we can see the key biological effects of cinnamon. It supports neuroplasticity, offers anti-dementia and precognitive benefits, and has strong antioxidant, anti-diabetic, anti-cancer, and anti-inflammatory properties. Altogether, these effects show why cinnamon is such a versatile medicinal herb, promoting health across multiple systems in the body. Then coming to its health benefits, cinnamon isn't just rich in phytochemicals. It turns these powerful compounds into real, measurable health benefits. It helps manage conditions like obesity, high cholesterol, women's health issues, cancer, digestive problems, microbial infections, and diabetes. This clearly shows why cinnamon is considered a multidimensional and versatile medicinal herb with effects that support multiple body systems and overall wellness. But let's look at what we have learned in our process of doing the combination screening with respect to cinnamon. And again, we're sharing with you original research. Let's look at what's going on. Cinnamon is particularly noted for its impact on women's health, especially in helping to alleviate breast cancer through its potent anti-cancer properties. In breast cancer, the upregulation of BDNF can promote cancer cell proliferation and invasion. When BDNF binds to the TRKB receptor, it activates the ACT signaling pathway, which drives the growth and spread of breast cancer cells. Cinnamaldehyde, an active compound found in cinnamon, can inhibit BDNF activity, thereby blocking this pathway and reducing the proliferation of breast cancer cells. This highlights cinnamon's potential as a natural, supportive agent in managing breast cancer. Here's another major women's health condition where cinnamon plays an important role: polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, a highly prevalent disorder among reproductive aged women. Women with PCOS often experience heightened inflammation, which can contribute to other symptoms such as obesity. Cinnamaldehyde, a key compound in cinnamon, acts as an anti-inflammatory agent by downregulating NF-kappa-B. When NF-kappa-B is suppressed, the expression of inflammatory cytokines decreases. This leads to a reduction in pro-inflammatory molecules, including interleukin-6, IL-6, interleukin-1 beta, IL-1 beta, cyclooxygenase 1, COX-1, and tumor necrosis factor alpha, TNF-alpha, helping to manage inflammation associated with PCOS. Now let's look at another way cinnamon supports women's health. By strengthening the antioxidant defense system in PCOS, women with PCOS often show significantly reduced antioxidant status, making their ovarian tissue more vulnerable to oxidative damage. Cinnamon, with its potent antioxidant properties, helps reduce this oxidative stress and protect ovarian health. It does so by activating NRF2 signaling. Cinnamon promotes the dissociation of NRF2 from the NRF2 KEAP1 complex. Once freed, NRF2 moves into the nucleus and triggers the transcription of antioxidant enzymes. These enzymes boost the body's antioxidant capacity, helping safeguard ovarian tissue from oxidative damage associated with PCOS. And we are now in the process, once we do this, we will then file patents and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out GynoSolve is going to do. We're right here in the first phase of the system's architecture. So now, how can you help with this? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you want to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this, if you want to know more about it, you guys can actually participate in this. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the CytoSolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for warrior scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of systems science and natural medicine. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again, you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research. They make up stuff and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. CytoSolve offers a completely different approach where all of you can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at cinnamon, we have found through CytoSolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that cinnamon has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Here we can see how cinnamon extract works as a natural alternative to metformin, the standard medication for diabetes. In this study, cinnamon extract was found to be just as effective as metformin in lowering fasting blood glucose levels. The bar graph here illustrates this clearly, showing that both the cinnamon-treated and metformin-treated groups experienced a significant reduction in fasting blood glucose compared to the disease model group. Moving on to another pharmaceutical comparison, let's look at glibenclamide, a commonly used anti-diabetic drug for lowering blood glucose levels. In this data, we can see that both group D and group E, which received two different doses of cinnamon, showed results that were very similar to those of group C. The glibenclamide-treated group indicating that cinnamon can achieve comparable blood glucose-lowering effects. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a women's health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now you might be asking yourself, if cinnamon is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The fact is, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works wonders for one person might not work at all for another. And it's really about finding the right solution for the right person at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, the maintenance dosage of cinnamon ranges from 120 milligrams per day up to 6 grams per day, according to a 2022 study by Huss. For its wound healing properties, a 2% cinnamon ointment, as reported by Mohammadi and colleagues, has been shown to be effective. For managing diabetes, cinnamon is effective at a dosage of 1 to 6 grams per day, helping support healthy blood sugar levels through its natural therapeutic properties. For its antimicrobial effects, a dosage of 3 capsules per day, each containing 18 milligrams of cinnamon oil and 9 milligrams of pogostamon oil, is recommended. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician, but the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. While cinnamon offers many benefits, it's equally important to be aware of its safety and side effects. at higher doses, cinnamon may cause side effects such as gastrointestinal disorders and allergic reactions, which should be taken into consideration. Again, this isn't medical advice. Always consult your healthcare provider before using cinnamon for therapeutic purposes. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if cinnamon is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a red dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Here we can see how cinnamon supports overall balance in the body by helping to lower vata and kapha doshas while it increases pitta. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back. Obviously, the black dots here are going to take you away, but this is a condition where cinnamon may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms, VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for women's health, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out and allows us to teach others to figure this out. To sum it all up, cinnamon is a powerful and versatile herb for women's health. It inhibits BDNF activity, helping to reduce breast cancer cell proliferation. It also acts as a potent anti-inflammatory by downregulating NF-kappa-B, which decreases the expression of pro-inflammatory cytokines. In addition, cinnamon's strong antioxidant properties help lower oxidative stress and protect ovarian tissue from damage in PCOS. And we are right now in GynoSolve, which is a new spin-out at the systems architecture phase. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we conclude our discussion on cinnamon on women's health. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing and yourself is to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We gave many calls to action, so again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved, support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, today's discussion was on cinnamon on women's health, and this is part of a series we'll be continuing. Stay engaged and support your own advancement. Be well. Thank you.